This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Hi guys, good morning and welcome to the CNBC TV 18 Market Podcast. I'm your host, Reema Tendulkar. The SGX Nifty is suggesting a slightly positive start, a minor rebound after 4 days of selling that we had last week. In fact, last week, the Indian markets ended down 1.8% after 5 weeks of gains. The big news globally in terms of equity market action is that the US market surged. The Dow was up 1.4%. The street is excited about the news of Merck's new oral COVID treatment pill. Merck's stock itself was up close to about 8.5%. But this morning, Asia is a mixed picture. We have markets in China as well as South Korea, which is shut for trade, so no queues emerging from there. But the rest of the picture is not giving you the kind of returns that we had on Wall Street on Friday. So as I said, the SGX Nifty is mildly higher, rebounding after 4 days of losses. Let's run you through the big cues. The FI's net bought in the cash market, 131 crore on Friday, buying seen after 4 days of selling. The DII's were net sellers to the tune of 613 crore. The trade deficit for the month of September has come in at an all-time high, a monthly tally of $22.94 billion. So that is a negative. With the big cues for the week, the two big ones, earnings season kicks off with TCS on 8th. RBI policy is also on the 8th. Talking about individual stocks, first, the two auto sales which came post-market hours. One is Hero Moto and the other one is Eicher Motors. Now, Hero Moto's total sales are down 25% on a year-on-year basis at 5.3 lakh units, but it's better than the CNBC TV 18 poll and the company remains optimistic about demand over the coming months. Eicher Motors, sales, which were down 44% year-on-year, is lower than street expectations. That said, the management commentary on the semiconductor shortage is some improvement because they are talking about an improvement in the chip shortage towards the end of September. Availability of parts is also expected to improve from Q3 of FY22. So keep your eye on the auto names. Also, this news about Merck. Now, Merck also has an India subsidiary, which is MSD India. It's not listed, on the stock exchanges, but regarding the new oral COVID drug, Molnupiravir, MSD India has signed a pact with 8 generic manufacturers, which includes an Aurobindo Pharma, Cipla, Dr. Reddy's, Sun Pharma, Torrent Pharma. So these pharma names will also be on our radar. Particularly in Aurobindo Pharma, however, there is a negative news because the MD, N. Govind Rajan, has resigned due to personal reasons. IGL has announced an increase in prices. The twist and saga in the drama in Z Entertainment continues. DMart has announced an update, a pre-quarterly update, where they're saying revenues are up 47% year-on-year and 29% higher than pre-COVID levels. HDFC Limited has given a strong dividend growth figure. For Federal Bank, we've seen strong numbers in the deposit as well as advances on a year-on-year basis as well as on a month-on-month basis. So keep your eye on all these stocks. It's an action-packed day as well as an action-packed week. Have a good one. This podcast was brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock exchange. Goodbye from Reema Tendulkar.